honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. You know, there are six more weekends in 2020, so that means at least six more remarkable veterans we're going to get to meet on this program. Veterans Day always prods me to look back and think about so many who we've had the privilege of meeting here, and so many who are no longer with us. But one project I was asked to be a part of this last week made me take stock of some of the incredible examples of living, breathing history who are still with us. Amtrak has a network of trains called the San Joaquins, running from California's Bay Area to the state capital in Sacramento and down through the heart of the San Joaquin Valley all the way to Bakersfield. I was asked to compose some thoughts to share with the riders of those trains this Veterans Day, and I do realize that with this audience, I'm probably preaching to the choir, but I thought I would read that to you here. It includes some of the incredible Americans you've met on this program, and if you go to hometownheroesradio.com, you'll find an interactive version of this with links to each veteran's story. So here we go. Here's what I wrote. Each November, America pauses to recognize the courageous men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. No state in our union is home to more veterans than California. And every single day, veterans are moving about the Golden State on the Amtrak San Joaquins. During World War II, some of the same train stops you navigate today were the settings for both tearful goodbyes and joyful reunions. 16 million Americans served in our armed forces during World War II, and more than 406,000 of them never had the chance to return home to their families. The National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. honors their memory, and the Honor Flight Network sprouted from a desire to take surviving veterans to our nation's capital to pay tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Between Honor Flight Kern County, Central Valley Honor Flight, and Honor Flight Bay Area, any World War II, Korean War, or Vietnam War veteran in the territory serviced by Amtrak San Joaquins has an all-volunteer organization ready to provide, free of charge, that inimitable experience that is equal parts gratitude, camaraderie, and catharsis. And I would add that wherever you're listening today in America, there's an honor flight there that can do the same for the veteran in your life. Continuing what I wrote, beyond volunteering or contributing to Honor Flight or other veteran-centric charities, there's a simple step each one of us can take to make every day feel like Veterans Day for those who have served. It's not a matter of if, but when you're going to encounter someone with a cap signifying veteran status. Consider that your invitation. After you thank that veteran for his or her service, gently and respectfully present a few simple questions. When did you serve? Which branch? Where did Uncle Sam send you? The conversation may last 30 seconds or less, or perhaps it'll branch out into 30 minutes or more. Regardless of where your interaction lands on that spectrum, your willingness to listen will mean more to the veteran than you might ever understand. A glance at the map of stations for the Amtrak San Joaquins brings to mind some of the amazing Americans you might encounter. Beautifully diverse along ethnic, religious, political, and socioeconomic lines, they were united then and remain united now by their ironclad devotion to our nation. At the Martinez stop in the East Bay, it could be Harold Bray, who joined the Navy at age 17 and survived 4 days in the water after the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. In Sacramento, it might be John Chavez, who still has shrapnel in his head from his World War II Army days, but went on to serve in the Air Force in the Korean War and Vietnam War. In Modesto, asking Francis O'Brien about his missing finger might yield some fascinating tales from his Marine Corps years. Keep chugging down the tracks to Merced County, and you may have the privilege of getting to know Sherman Kishi or Frank Paredes. One of 33,000 Americans of Japanese ancestry to serve in World War II, Kishi volunteered from an internment camp where his family was being detained behind barbed wire. Paredes, one of America's few remaining Pearl Harbor survivors, was one of 16 children in his Native American family. Sit next to the resilient David McCoy in Hanford, and you'd never guess he endured the horrors of Omaha Beach on D-Day. In between the Wasco and Bakersfield stations in Kern County resides Mert Weedman, a pharmacist who will fill your prescription for a thrill ride with his mission to fly into a typhoon. Stepping off in Fresno, ask lifelong nurse Jane Boot to explain why she once reprimanded legendary General Jimmy Doolittle. Or visit one of the last surviving Chinese-American veterans of World War II, Ray Lee, and find out why a room at a local museum is named in his honor. If only my friend Dr. Fitzalbert Marius, a pioneering African-American heart surgeon, were still here to illuminate the comical misunderstanding that led to the then-segregated Army classifying him as a Caucasian. No, these veterans and their amazing, eye-opening, and inspiring stories will not be here forever. Regardless of when, where, and how they served, they devoted some of the best years of their lives to a calling greater than themselves. In some manner, visible or invisible, seemingly large or seemingly small, they contributed to the price of our freedom as Americans. On Veterans Day and every day, may we not neglect to express our gratitude, but let's go a step or two further. Let's ask a few questions and genuinely listen with an ear for understanding. Armed with the perspective that will inevitably bring, let us live in such a way that would assign a value to our freedom that measures up to the price they've paid. Well, if those words meant anything to you and you'd like to share them, you can find that entire piece at hometownheroesradio.com. More importantly, each of the names of those veterans I mentioned there are clickable. So when you click, it'll pull up their unique stories for you. Just a small sample. There are so many stories, so many incredible veterans. What a powerful example they've given us, and what a standard we have to pursue. Thanks again to Amtrak San Joaquins for the opportunity to share those sentiments with the fine folks on their trains, and for giving me the impetus to share that with you today. This hour went by really quickly today, but thank you so much for spending the hour with us. I'm Paul Leffler, reminding you again that on Veterans Day and every day, our freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.